The research facility at Helix Innovations hummed with soft whirs, punctuated by the occasional beep of a monitor. Dr. Emily Harper sat at her cluttered workstation, her chestnut brown hair pulled into a messy bun. Her tortoiseshell glasses slipped down her nose as she squinted at the cascade of genetic code on her screen. Coffee cups, some bearing lipstick smudges, crowded her desk, their rings staining notepads scribbled with months of hypotheses. The antiseptic scent of the laboratory, mingled with the faint ozone tang, clung to her rolled-up lab coat sleeves. Emily's fingers hovered over the keyboard, her hazel eyes wide. After the former project leader died suddenly in a tragic car accident, the CEO promoted Emily from another division to lead Project Biospark. For the past 2 years, she and her team had searched for an elusive pattern in the human genome aimed at uncovering the secrets of longevity. Nights blurred into mornings, fueled by caffeine and stubborn curiosity. 6 months ago, in early 2029, the data revealed a startling truth. A gene sequence present in all living things, humans, animals, and plants, determined the exact time of death, precise to the second. Internally, they called it the terminal gene, but her team members darkly nicknamed it the kill switch. Instead of advancing human longevity as intended, the discovery revealed that death was predetermined, knowable, and unchangeable from the moment of conception. They had spent months manipulating the sequence, attempting to shorten or lengthen the timeline. All their efforts failed. They could not alter the genetic code. As she reviewed the notes Mr. Kessler, the CEO, had given her to include in the presentation for the board, she murmured, "My God." Her heart beat rapidly. This wasn't just a breakthrough. It was a reckoning.